What's up, y'all? This is Astro Dim laying in my bed because you know it is my bed in astrology. I finally got my equipment good. Okay. I'm so sorry for those last bit of episode, y'all. I really am. I tried to work with something and I was inspired. I was inspired and I wanted to talk. And I was, you know, I totally neglected my bed in astrology last year. Not totally, but partially. And I don't want to do that no more. Not to my babies. That be holding me down. Like, because I don't even be... Again, last year I neglected it. And y'all still came through. Y'all still listen to this shit. Thank you. There's so many podcast episodes that speak about astrology and spirituality. But y'all are with me. I love you. Thank you so much. Like, I really do appreciate it, y'all. I'm going to talk about something that's slightly controversial. Slightly. And the reason why I say slightly is because I'm not going to really talk about, you know, the situation that much. But I do want to talk about the times of it and kind of what, like, I'll say this. I want to talk about specifically void of course moons, as well as like out of bound moons. Okay. And the reason that I got inspired to talk about this, because I don't want to neglect why I was inspired to talk about this, and I'm not going to talk about the situation because, you know, people are still mourning and everything. But, you know, with the whole, you know, Ocean Gate submarine situation is what inspired me to talk about this, because I think that the result of that situation is absolutely heartbreaking. And I'm praying for the families of those folks and the souls of those folks. It's really sad. And I know a lot of people are saying, you know, they're billionaires, whatever, right? And I get the whole understanding, but there's this person on TikTok. Where's my phone? I want to shout them out because what they said was incredible and were my thoughts exactly. Let's not talk about, you know, why, like, how these people are cruel and why they think about, you know, that billionaires are evil. Let's talk about, you know, why they feel that way. What has caused them to not have compassion for anybody? Like, you know, it doesn't matter what situation they are in demographically, why they don't have compassion. There's something wrong with the system for that, right? So although, like, I mean, that's not my style to be making fun of the situation. I'm not going to be mad at people who are, because this be coming from hurt. It's not something that I would want my child to, like, do if I had a child. You know what I'm saying? However, I'm not going to bash another victim, because they're not the victim of this situation, but they're the victim of the system. You get what I'm saying? And if things were more fair, people would have more compassion. And that's just what it is, you know? I'm just going to leave it at that. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about is how the moment they actually submerged into the ocean, the moon was void, of course, but the moon is also out of bounds and pretty far out of bounds as well. And I thought that was quite interesting. I wanted to shout out that guy that said that, though, because I think everyone should watch that video, because I think it's you know, he was spitting and what he said was some real shit. Let me go find him. And he is handsome. Look at something. His name is Joshua. That's it. His name is Joshua on there. Oh, his @ is Applied Science 11. Yeah, I just followed because he was spitting.
he was spitting. And so let's get back to the astrology of it though. What is a void of course moon? So there's actually multiple definitions. I use kind of like the more modern approach to it, unless like something funky is really happening and I feel intuitively to be a little bit more strict with it. But you know, I would say I typically look at the void of course moon with you know, the moon is not gonna make any other aspects to any other planets until they move into the next sign. That will be a void of course moon, right? So let's give an example. And this is like major aspects too. We're not including like semi-sextiles and conjunctions, king kunks, you know, quintiles. We're not including those. It's just a Ptolemaic. I'm saying it right. Aspects. So this is conjunctions, oppositions, squares, trines, and sextiles. Okay. So let me give an example, right? Say the moon is the planet with the highest degree, right? Say at 24 degrees Pisces, and you know, is, you know, not making any other applying aspects to any other planet, Ptolemaic applying aspects. And it's not going to make those aspects until it moves into Aries. That is void of course. And so that would be an example. Chris Brenner did a really, really good job explaining all the different versions of void of course moons. Most people use the ones that I described, but a lot of people, let's step in more into the different versions of it and step in more into that, you know, traditional stuff. So, you know, feel free to do what you want. I'll say that. I remember last year there was like a void of course moon that was, for some reason, I felt like I had to use it traditionally. So, I, you know, just go with what you feel, I'll say. But I usually use this more modern approach to it. It's not necessarily modern astrology, because traditional astrologers use this one version too. But, you know, it's a more modern approach to void of course moons, I'll say. Right? Anyways, the reason why those are so important is because the moon is really important in astrology. It's the fastest moving planet. It is very cyclical. It changes, it waxes, it wanes, and all that stuff, right? And it's a huge time indicator for us because it's the fastest planet in astrology. So when it's not making any other aspects and it's just moving along, the ancients noticed that in that process, when you start something, it never actualizes, right? So say you're trying to buy a house, the void of course moon, you know, for some, if you know, you put the, you know, you put your bid in when the moon was void of course, and you know she didn't get the house, but the other person did, because when they made their bid, the moon was not void of course. You know what I mean? That's like that. Like, and I've seen shit actually happen that way. I actually predicted one of my clients, like they had a court case, and it was the court case was actually starting when the moon was void of course, and I was like, that person's not gonna show up, or is gonna be held dismissible. Like something's gonna happen where this is just the whole case is gonna be like kaput, like a retrial. And the person didn't show up. So it's like blap. Not my client, but the other person. You know, so this is the type of stuff, like void of course moons are real, and you could actually like really predict shit. It's really interesting. And so it's a time, I feel, because there's no other applied aspects being made until the moon moves into a different sign. It's a time for reflection. It's a time to chill. It's a time to be still. I'm not saying to not have fun and enjoy yourself. It's not a time to start shit. Void of course moons are very important when you are considering, you know, electional astrology and you want to start something. But it don't have to be like this whole thing that you have to like set a chart for. This could be just life. Like, if you can't just read the aspects and look into, you know, things electionally, you know, what you can do is just look and see the aspects made to the moon, and if the moon's void of course, if the moon is in void, of course, or not. And if it's, you know, if everything clears out, then you're straight. You get what I'm saying? So that's the whole moon void, of course. Now, when that whole situation happened, right? I think it's actually when, I'm pretty sure it's when they sent the submersible out into the Titanic area, and then what they wanted to do is just then sink it down, right? Just sink it all the way down, and go underwater so they can see it that way, right? At that time, that was when the moon was void, of course. So many things could have happened, right? You know, something could have happened where, you know, that the mission wasn't complete, but the people did not have to die, you know, like this. You never know how life can turn out. You can, you know, we can use these divinations like astrology and all that to help lead us to certain things, but we also have free will. And there's also other energies around us have free will. You know what I mean? And so there's that. But I think the reason, like this, you know, this moon had a little bit more edge to it is because it was out of bounds. Now you may be wondering, okay, like what is an out of bound, you know, moon? An out of bound moon is when the moon is either above the Tropic of Capricorn, below the Tropic of Capricorn, or above the Tropic of Cancer. Why are those points important? Well, that's how far the sun goes. And you know, sun is king. Sun is king. Like, get it? Like, your love is king. Sade sun. Anyways, so the sun is king. The sun has control of the planets. Everything revolves around the sun. And in Earth's perspective, right? The sun, from Earth's perspective, right? Goes up to the Tropic of Cancer when it's the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere. So just recently, just yesterday, the sun was exactly, you know, the middle of the sun was exactly at the Tropic of Cancer, which is 23 degrees north, 20 degrees and some change. I think 20 degrees 46 minutes north. It's 23 degrees 27 minutes. I always get the minutes wrong, but it's that big, basically, right? Around 23 degrees north, if we were to use coordinates, right? 23 degrees north, and then 23 degrees south is the Tropic of Capricorn, and for the northern hemisphere folks, that's our northern, our winter solstice. And for the southern hemisphere folks, that's their summer solstice, right? And so, you know, if a planet happens to go beyond those, you know, that those bounds, then, you know, astrologers notice that those planets all have a little bit more edge to them, a little bit more eclectic, unconventional, unique, different. They go about things very different. And I feel like the perfect example of this, if y'all remember seeing the astrocartography map episode of Josephine Baker that I did, and she has Venus out of bounds, and how she just literally bust the door wide open with dance and song. Her voice was different. Her dancing style is different. She was naked and dancing. You know what I mean? Her style was just fly. She was goofy while dancing. And, you know, it was a time where you had to be prissy and cute and have a specific type of voice, and it had to be classical. And she just did things different, and everyone loved it. That is so out of bound Venus. That is so out of bound Venus. She is an embodiment of it. Like, legit. How she was, you know, pansexual or bisexual. I'm not sure which one. But, you know, she loved on everybody, right? And no matter which gender. And people were cool with it. They didn't trip off of it. Which people so could. Especially at the time when she was alive. You know what I'm saying? It's that type of stuff, you know? So that's the out of bound energy. However, It does represent kind of like this energy of not being controlled, and how, because this is, again, it's out of the bounds of the sun. The sun can't really control it as much, and so it's seen as wild. And sometimes when you're unconventional, when you're in the wild, your ingenuity comes in. But some, you know, that kind of shows this energy of not really being protected and being kind of, you know, doing things a little bit too wild. You know what I mean? And so with the moon being out of bounds, you know, I was thinking like, well, if they used their ingenuity, I feel like they had some support. They would have had some universal support possibly, right? But if you think about it, the moon was out of bounds, right? And the moon, again, has cycles and it changes, and so, you know, you have to kind of listen to the water, listen to the earth, go within the cycles of the energy. You know, you have to also keep in mind of, you know, the emotions. So it's kind of like, if you, you know, keep calm so you can get to the point of ingenuity, intuitive ingenuity, right? Allowing kind of like the universe to guide you to make certain decisions, and you'll be good, right? You know, it's kind of like using that nurturing, that intuitive, the moon energy, and using that uniquely and eclectically. But sometimes though, like, I feel like out of bound energy, you could go left where, you know, the energy's a little too wild. And so if you have a negative energies, which, or not negative energies, but like the emotions that are like difficult, which, I mean, who wouldn't, right, with this whole situation, then it could go all the way left. And, you know, because you don't have that sense of clarity, it's hard for you to tap into that ingenuity. It could go all the way left, and then it could cause a situation. Now, the crazy thing about this is that they said that, you know, they've been, I mean, there's news out that they think that the ship or the submersible been imploded, right, the day of trying to submerge into the Titanic, and we're just finding this out now. Mind you, just 2 days ago they were like, we heard knocking. So there might be some hope. They might still be alive. So I don't know what the fuck's going on with that. What's interesting is that Pisces and the new moon, because this is another thing too that I want to mention, because I actually was able to find the chart of when they actually submerged into the Titanic. This is another thing that I want to warn you guys about too. Try not to start things during the new moon, like fresh out of the new moon. When I say fresh out of the new moon, it was really fresh out of the new moon. I'm talking about the moon was at 26 degrees and the sun was at 25 degrees. I'm talking about that. Okay. Actually, let me pull up the chart real quick. I'm talking about that. Like, that's a huge electional no-no. Starting anything fresh out of the new moon, fresh out of the full moon. Is it time for us to chill? It is definitely a time for us to chill. I know I had the chart. Okay. Yeah. So, sorry. The moon was at 27 degrees. The sun was at 26 degrees when they actually submerged, right? If you're interested in looking at this chart, you know, I used Sunday, June 18th, of course, 2023, at 4 o'clock a.m. That's what the guy said on his Instagram, that he, you know, that when they were going to actually submerge down into the Titanic. I used St. John's, Newfoundland, and I know you're like, bitch, right? And so the reason why I used it is because that was the that's where they went out from, and it was like an hour and 45 minutes out of Newfoundland, and St. John's, Newfoundland. And actually, it was, you know, even though it was outward, it's the same time zone as Newfoundland, the area in which the Titanic submerged. So, you know, I had in mind, like, okay, I know the ascendant's going to be a little bit off, but it's generally probably going to be around this area, which I have a Gemini ascendant. So, you know, just know that houses might be a little off. A tiny bit, but, you know, if you use whole sign, then you might be a little bit more confident using it. But regardless, though, right? Regardless of the houses, it was a new moon. You never want to start anything fresh out of a new moon, fresh out of old moon. You want to at least give yourself 12 hours after the exaction of a new moon or a full moon to start and to do something. And I'm sorry, the new moon wasn't square Saturn. It was square. It's actually trine Saturn. Making an applying trine to Saturn, the moon was. But the sun and the moon was squaring Neptune. The moon squared Neptune exactly. Yikes. You know, Neptune is associated with waters, wild waters as well. Okay. The moon is too, but the moon, you know, with the new moon, this is interesting. With the new moon, it means the waters weren't, you know, the waves weren't going too crazy during that time. So, you know, because during the new moons, the waves are still, during the full moon, the waves are usually wild. So, we've been seeing a lot of like stuff with like all these storms happening. It's really interesting because, I mean, no matter what moon phase it is, the storms happen, and of course the moon phase kind of make it like way crazier than it has to be, but you know, that's just what it is. Well, so the thing is that with this energy, you don't want to start anything fresh out of a new or full moon. I'll just say that, okay? That's all I want to say. Another thing too is the moon, of course, was void. Of course, the moon was 3 degrees away from Cancer, and it would have been out of the void, of course, energy then. But it was one. It was a long void, of course. I believe this one was. I mean, technically, no, because we're talking about, you know, that whole conjunction with the sun. I mean, it depends on which definition you use, I'll say. Depends on definition. But I'll say this, right? If we use my definition, regardless, the moon was void, of course, during that time. And they said that soon as... They're saying now that they think that soon as, you know, they submerged, that implosion probably happened sooner than, you know, than they thought. It happened the same day, and with the moon being void, of course, but so close to the next sign, and it being a new moon, I can understand why things happened quickly. You get what I'm saying? Because it was in the middle of the transition of, you know, it moving into the next sign and getting out of the void, of course, but still being in, you know, being void, of course. You get what I'm saying? So that's another thing too. And it's out of bounds, so it's chaotic. The shit was chaotic as fuck. I want you guys to, you know, you don't have to be the grandest, the best astrologer in the world. I actually don't, you know, do I know the techniques of electron astrology? Yes. Do I offer it, or have I ever offered it? No. I have a fucking Virgo south node in the 8th house, baby. A Mercury in the 12th. I am a nervous wreck. And I'm a 7 life path child. No. You're not putting your life in my hands. Fuck no. Right? I think that, I mean, people who do it, it's incredible, but I just... You know, I'll do it for myself, right? But you don't have to be like the grandest, you know, person to apply some electional astrology technique. Again, like, should you look beyond the moon if you're trying to do this professionally? Yes. But if you're just, you know, trying to like get things started, just, you know, and you're going to start something, begin something, just look at the moon real quick. See if there's any applying aspects, you know. Look at some the separating aspects too. It might be a little bit helpful, but you want to focus more on the applying aspects. See what sign it's in. You know what I'm saying? See if it's void, of course. Do that shit. Okay? Do that shit. Because you could avoid some headaches and some heartaches and shit. I'll say that. Alright? If you don't believe me, just go ahead and look at some work of people who do medical astrology. And them explaining the difference of the moons and the how the moon was in electro astrology charts and, you know, the results of certain surgeries and shit. Just look at that. I'll just say that if you don't believe me, okay? But yeah, I'm saying a prayer to these folks, man. It's really fucked up. It's really sad. I'm not even going to title this with that because I'm not trying to, you know, get like attention off of it. I just want this to, it's just been on my mind, and I want to explain why these concepts were in my mind. You know what I mean? But yeah, this is a wild situation. I'm definitely praying for these folks. And you may wonder too, like, okay, you said the moon was out of bounds. I'm like, what, you know, coordinates? So like, what's the, you know, latitude? Let's talk about it. I think it was like 27 south, but let me double check though. Sorry, it's 27 north. 27 degrees, 34 minutes north. So it's pretty up there. The moon is near like fucking, like the United States, damn man, shit. You know, like, the moon's up there, child. Because the Tropic of Cancer is like near like I think like Jamaica and Cuba around that area. So 27 degrees north. That's pretty up there. That might be hitting Florida in the south and shit. Let's actually check. So you can actually find this out too. But of course looking at a map and the coordinates. But you know, if you don't want to do all of that, map reading maps are a little difficult. Try the astrocartography map on astro.com or astro-seek. And look at the coordinates there. Look at the zenith. That's what you're going to do. Oh, speaking of that, zenith and astrocartography and shit, I have a cheaper option for you for your ass. It's going to be released Saturday. This Saturday coming up, and 12 o'clock midnight, you know, blah blah blah. And the cheaper option is basically without my mentorship, but you get to take my course. So, you know, I'm thinking about having like quarterly meetings where you guys can ask me questions and shit. For the folks who don't have mentorship, but you could also take my course with mentorship. And you can, you literally will have my direct business number. You can email me. You can contact me. You can talk to me. We can chat it up. Like, I don't like phone calls. So you could, like, text me. But, yeah, like, we can, you know, do it. If you want the relocation one astrology 101 course with mentorship. But without mentorship, I'm extremely thorough. You can go ahead and talk to the students who are taking it. You know, extremely thorough. Most people don't even really have questions, but they have scenarios that they have in their mind that they want to kind of pass through with me and just talk to me about and everything. And that's with the mentorship. And then they, you know, they get to have me even after they graduate. If they have questions, if they want to, like, you know, talk to me about something, I'll help them, you know. So yeah, y'all, it is gonna be out, and it's way cheaper than my course. So then with mentorship, it's a lot cheaper. So just check it out, astrodem.com, and then where it says programs, just click on that, and you'll you'll get to learn more about it. Okay.
All right.
Wait, what was I doing? I saw. Oh yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm still here. I'm just, you know, looking at the map real quick. Like, the moon's zenith is, like, at the south. With the F at the end, okay? In the south. So, Southern California. That area. Like, Southern California. When I mean that area, not just, like, that longitude. That whole latitude. So, whole, like, completely the south of the United States. So, you know, the south's been going through some things lately, too. So, it's really interesting. Yeah, man. So, just say your prayers. Pray for the world. Pray for the universe. Pray for people to have clarity. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. And pray for yourself. Listen to your heart. Listen to your intuition. My heart was so broken. The aunt of the father and son that was in there was saying that the son was really worried and really anxious. And he didn't even want to go, but he wanted to make his, you know, get approval for his dad. And it broke my heart if he listened to himself, you know. He might be still with us, so it's really heartbreaking. So guys, please just try not to be cruel and just listen to, just try to have some compassion. I know, I understand the difficulty within that sometimes, but try your best. And try to learn from this lesson and don't do it in an egoic way. So if that was me, these people are stupid. What? Don't do that, y'all. Please. Please don't do that. I understand a joke there, whatever, but it's just, come on, y'all. Okay. Alright. And don't try to be like, oh, this bitch is out here feeling sorry for billionaires. I have love for the whole collective. I have compassion for the whole collective. I'll even say love. I'll say that. It's not the love that you think. It's not the love that I have for, like, a friend. A person I fuck with, a family member. But it's unconditional love. It's universal love. It's a different type of love. I have a love for the collective because I am the collective. I'm a part of the collective. So if I don't love the collective, that means I don't love myself because they are energy. That I share something with, you know what I'm saying? And it's true. Like, and you may like be like, no. I'm in my 12th house year, so I'm really thinking about shit. Okay, I'm thinking about shit. I always think about shit. I have bad 12th house energy anyway, but shit's hitting different this year. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, I'm not saying I know everything, but I'm saying. Just saying. Alright, yeah, I'm out. So, I'm about to be out. I hope this was give you some like clarity and some understanding. The thing I wanted to say about this though was that I just think it is, of course, quite unfortunate, but. You know, the double whammy of the void, of course, and out of bounds energy can be really tricky. And we got to be very careful. Out of bounds energy could be so resourceful, so amazing, but it could also lean to the left and be very chaotic. All right. Control and trust is needed to really be able to accentuate that out of bounds energy. Okay. I go. I'm out. Peace.
Since we're all on the internet, internet protection is probably at the utmost importance, especially now. I like to do this through Surfshark's VPN services because, you know, they cover you with a VPN. They cover you with a whole bunch of other services as well that protect you while you're online. It's very, very awesome. Right now, in the link of my bio, you can get 80% off of Surfshark VPN for 2 years, all right? 80% off. It is a deal. Now, my favorite thing about Surfshark is that you can add multiple items in there. So you can add your laptop, your phone, your iPad, all of that. And multiple people can put their items in there too, in your family, if you have a big family like me. So check out Surfshark VPN. Go to the link in my bio to get that 80% off and enjoy. All right.